This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Utah's AI oversight model shows promise for medical algorithm regulation. Utah's pioneering clinical AI sandbox program has demonstrated that independent oversight of medical algorithms can effectively balance innovation with patient safety, according to new findings published in Nature Medicine. The two-year pilot program, which concluded in March 2026, provided a controlled environment for testing artificial intelligence tools in healthcare settings while maintaining rigorous safety standards. 47 AI algorithms tested under independent oversight in Utah's clinical sandbox. Clinical AI algorithms approved through different oversight models. Number of algorithms approved by oversight type 2024-2026, traditional FDA pathway 27, state regulatory review 93, Utah sandbox model 47, no formal oversight 20, source Utah Department of Health, Georgian Medical Journal News. Independent oversight reduces implementation risks. The Utah model established an independent review board comprising clinical experts, data scientists, and bioethicists to evaluate AI tools before deployment in healthcare settings. Dr. Sarah Chen, director of the Utah AI Oversight Initiative at the University of Utah, reported that algorithms reviewed through the sandbox showed a 73% lower rate of post-implementation safety alerts compared to those deployed without formal oversight. The FDA's current framework for AI medical devices focuses primarily on pre-market approval, but Utah's approach demonstrated the value of ongoing monitoring during clinical implementation. According to the Nature Medicine study, the sandbox identified previously undetected bias issues in 12 of the 47 reviewed algorithms, leading to modifications before widespread deployment. Healthcare systems participating in the pilot reported improved confidence in AI adoption, with clinical integration proceeding 40% faster when algorithms had completed sandbox review. The model also facilitated better documentation of algorithm performance across diverse patient populations. Balancing innovation with patient protection. The sandbox approach addressed a critical gap in AI governance by providing structured oversight without stifling innovation. Traditional regulatory pathways often require extensive pre-market testing that can delay beneficial technologies, while unregulated deployment poses patient safety risks. Dr. Michael Rodriguez, Chief Medical Officer at Intermountain Healthcare and a co-author of the Nature Medicine analysis, noted that the sandbox model reduced average approval times from 18 months to 8 months compared to full FDA review processes. This acceleration occurred while maintaining safety standards that exceeded those typically seen in unregulated deployments. The program's success has attracted attention from other states and international health systems seeking to implement similar frameworks. The World Health Organization has cited Utah's model as a potential template for AI governance in resource-limited settings where traditional regulatory infrastructure may be insufficient. Addressing algorithmic bias through structured review. One of the sandbox's most significant contributions was systematic bias detection across different patient populations. The review board evaluated algorithm performance across demographic groups, identifying disparities that developers had not recognized during initial testing. Among the 47 reviewed algorithms, the oversight process revealed performance gaps affecting minority populations in 26% of cases and age-related bias in 18% of tools. These findings led to algorithm modifications that improved equity outcomes, according to data published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research. The structured review also enhanced transparency in algorithm decision-making, with developers required to provide detailed documentation of training data, validation methods, and performance metrics. This transparency facilitated better physician understanding of AI tool limitations and appropriate use cases. Scaling oversight models beyond Utah. The success of Utah's approach has prompted discussions about federal adoption of similar oversight mechanisms. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced in April 2026 that it would pilot a comparable framework for AI tools used in Medicare and Medicaid programs. However, scaling challenges remain significant. The Utah model required substantial investment in expert review panels and monitoring infrastructure, with program costs exceeding $2.3 million annually. Questions persist about how smaller states or healthcare systems might implement comparable oversight without similar resources. International observers have noted that the Utah framework could inform global AI governance efforts, particularly as healthcare systems worldwide grapple with rapid AI adoption. The European Union's pending AI Act includes provisions for healthcare AI oversight that closely mirror elements of Utah's sandbox model. Algorithms reviewed through the sandbox showed a 73% lower rate of post-implementation safety alerts compared to those deployed without formal oversight. Dr. Sarah Chen, University of Utah, Nature Medicine, 2026. Key takeaways: independent oversight reduced AI implementation risks by 73%, while accelerating approval times from 18 to 8 months. Structured review identified bias issues in 26% of algorithms affecting minority populations. Healthcare systems reported 40% faster clinical integration for sandbox-reviewed algorithms. Frequently asked questions: how does Utah's AI sandbox differ from FDA approval? Utah's sandbox provides ongoing oversight during clinical implementation, while FDA approval focuses on pre-market evaluation. The sandbox model reduces approval time to 8 months compared to 18 months for traditional FDA review. What types of bias did the oversight process identify? The review board found performance disparities affecting minority populations in 26% of algorithms and age-related bias in 18% of tools, leading to modifications before widespread deployment. Can other states implement similar oversight models? While the Utah model shows promise, implementation requires significant investment in expert panels and monitoring infrastructure, with annual costs exceeding $2.3 million. Smaller states may face resource challenges in adopting comparable frameworks. The Utah experience demonstrates that independent AI oversight can enhance both safety and innovation in healthcare technology adoption. As healthcare systems worldwide continue integrating artificial intelligence tools, structured oversight models like Utah's sandbox may become essential for balancing rapid technological advancement with patient protection. The challenge now lies in developing scalable frameworks that can provide similar benefits across diverse healthcare environments and resource settings. Source: What Utah's Clinical AI Sandbox Reveals About Independent Oversight,